弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神，今天是安息圣日，也是我们印尼教会30周年的特别聚会的一个日子。
We thank the Lord that today is the Sabbath day and also the 30th anniversary special service.
今天早上小弟要用一个荣耀教会做题目跟大家来分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic A Glorious Church as a mutual encouragement.
30年可以让一个人从小孩子变成人，而且可能可以独立自主的一个成熟的人。
And 30 years is about the time that it takes for a child to become a dependent adult.
30年可以让一个人从年轻不懂事到很懂事。
And 30 years can bring a person from immaturity to maturity.
那元年教会30年，元年教会已经30年了。
And Garden Grove Church has already been established for 30 years.
那在神的带领跟祝福底下，我们也经历了看到神的作为，教会也分设了两间教会出去了。
And under the guidance of the Lord, we can also see His work that we have split out two churches.
像一个做母亲的呢，生养儿女一样。
And just like a parent that gave birth to a child.
所以，即使30岁，可以让一个少女成为成熟的女人，成为有爱心的母亲。
And 30 years can allow a girl to become a woman and a mature mother.
所以30岁基本上是一个人生的里程碑，就是一个另一个阶段的开始。
And 30 years is a milestone for our life, is the beginning of another period.
那所以我们今天在这里来特别聚会聚集来感恩这个特别的日子，事实上是有意义的。
And so today we gather here to celebrate this special day. There's a meaning to it.
因为我们即将要面对另外一段时间的日子，可能是另外一个30年。
And because we're about to face another period.And it could be another 30 years.
但是当然，另外一个30年，我们在座的有些弟兄姐妹可能就不在了。
And in this next 30 years, some of the brothers and sisters may not be with us.
我们现在的年轻人可能就变成教会的中间分子了。
And some of the youths will become the central figures of the church.
我们要怎么样在这个末世危险的日子来到以前呢？我们可以真的站立得住，而且能够进一步的让我们的教会越来越成熟，越来越荣耀。
And how can we allow the church to become more glorious?And stand firm before the coming of the latter days.
所以今天用这个机会来跟我们大家一起来思想，我们要怎么来建设一个荣耀的教会。
And today I would like to take this opportunity to share with you how do we build a glorious church.
那这个荣耀教会里面有哪些特质
？And what does a glorious church entail?
因为这个荣耀教会是主耶稣基督的心意。
And because the glorious church is the heart and will of the Lord.
我们先来看一节经节，请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们现在请看第25节
Let's read verse 25.
以弗所书五章25节
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。26节
26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。27节
27.
可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会。毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
In verse 25, husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
那教会也是主耶稣基督他用他的宝血他流血所建立起来的。
And the church is also built by the shedding of blood of the Lord Jesus.
他现在说他要用水借着道把教会洗净，献给自己做荣耀的教会。
And here it says that he will cleanse the church by the washing of water and word and present it to himself as glorious church.
所以主耶稣的目标就是要把这个教会建设完全。能够成一个荣耀的教会，让他自己，这个是在这个教会里面的头。
And so the goal of the Lord Jesus is to perfect the church, and so he can become the head of the church.
那当然，这个荣耀教会一定是让神得荣耀的。
And this glorious church, of course, will bring glory to God.
所以我们现在要想， 在这个荣耀教会里面，其实我们今天大家所敬拜的就是我们这个荣耀的真神。
And in this glorious church, we need to think about that the one we worship is the glorious true God.
我们所敬拜的是独一的荣耀的神。
And the one we worship is the one and only glorious God.
那这个跟一般的信仰所敬拜的不一样。
And this is different from the other faiths.
有很多人在敬拜神，但是他们的神是一个怎么样的神呢？
And many people worship God, but what kind of God do they worship?
很多人的所谓的神是这个神可以赐给他很多的财富的。
And their so-called God is the one who can give them great wealth.
但是很少有在描述说他们所拜的神是一个荣耀的神。
But very few describe the God they worship as a glorious God.
那圣经里面我们所看到这位神呢，他说荣耀的神曾经向人显现，吸引人来敬拜他。
And the Bible says that this glorious God has once appeared to man and attracted them to worship him.
我们再看一节经节，看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts, chapter 7.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.
七章二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2.
使提反说，诸位父兄请听。当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And he said, Brethren and father, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
那所以这里提到说这个荣耀的神啊，曾经呼召亚伯拉罕，让他离开他的父家本族，到一个新的地方去。
And here it says, the God of glory appears to Abraham and called him out from his homeland to a new land.
然后从此呢，就建立一个新的国度了。
And from that point on, he established a new nation.
那这个荣耀的神是独一的。
And this God of glory is one and only.
除他之外，再没有别的神。
Aside from him, there is no other God.
所以圣经里面在提摩太前书第一章的地方啊，我们现在请看提摩太前书。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
我们看第十七节。
Verse 17.
提摩太前书一章十七节。
First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17.
但愿尊贵荣耀归给那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now to King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
这位神，这位荣耀的神是独一的。
And this God of glory is one and only.
他是不能朽坏、不能看见，是属灵的。
And he is immortal, invisible, and he is spiritual.
他是永世的君王啊，他是掌王权的。
And he is the eternal king.
那他实际住在，他实际住在人所不能看见的光里，就是他是在至圣的所在。
And he lives in the light that man cannot see, and that is the most holy place.
那这个荣耀的神，这个独一的神，其实也是全智的神。
And this.
全然有智慧的。
And this glorious God is also the most wise.
就是所有的智慧从他来的。
And all wisdom comes from him.
那所以这个荣耀的神啊，独一啊，我们现在所敬拜的这个神就是这样子特性。
And so this is the characteristics of this God we worship.
我们现在看第二章提摩太前书二章五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
因为只有一位神呢，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
这位独一的神，这位独一荣耀的神呢，他在肉身显现，成为耶稣基督，来到人间。
And this one and only God of glory came to the world as the Lord Jesus.
他说。他成为人跟耶稣基督要成为人跟神之间的中保。
And here it says the Lord Jesus Christ will be the mediator between God and men.
他，所以我们现在所敬拜的主耶稣基督，我们现在教会挂真耶稣教会耶稣的名字在上面呢。
And so today our church has the name True Jesus Church. It has the name of Jesus in it.
那这位主耶稣基督就成为我们唯一的救主。
And this Lord Jesus will become our one and only Savior.
那这个救主是荣耀的主。
And this Savior is a glorious Savior.
你看第二节 第五节那里说，我们只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣啊。
And verse 5 says, there is only one mediator, and that is the man Christ Jesus.
第六节说，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到的时候，这个事必证明出来。
And verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
主耶稣基督啊，他来到人间呢，是要拯救罪人。
And the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save the sinners.
因为我们今天世上的人都是罪人呢。
And because all men in the world today are sinners.
那可是罪人呢，耶稣基督他不会抛弃他们的。
But God, the Lord Jesus will not forsake our sinners.
这也是荣耀的神成为人，他来到这个世上主要的目的。
And this is the goal of why the God of glory came into the world.
所以提摩太前书一章的第十五节这样说。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, says,
这一位中保是来拯救罪人的。
That this mediator came to save the sinners.
十五节说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief.
那主耶稣基督他这个工作本身呢、啊？他保罗他这里他用他说他是罪人的头来。说明说神愿意拯救每一个人。
And here Paul emphasized that he's the chief of all sinners to emphasize that God was willing to save everyone.
那耶稣基督他舍他自己做万人的赎价。
And the Lord Jesus gave himself up to be the atonement for all.
他其实就是在给人一个福音的盼望。
And he gave us the hope of the gospel.
这个叫救恩。
And this is salvation.
我们看提摩太后书一章的第十节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10.
这位救主他把他的生命舍弃，要给我们得到不能坏的生命。
And the Savior has forsaken his life so that we can receive the eternal life.
我们看从第十节啊第九节开始。
Let's read from verse 9.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按着我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典在万古之前，在基督耶稣里赐给了我们。第十节。
Verse 10.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才显表明出来了，他已经把死挥去了，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
In verse 9, who has saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Verse 10, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
主耶稣基督来拯救罪人啊，今天我们每一个人其实都不是因着我们有什么好行为才被救的。
And the Lord Jesus came to save the sinners not because we have done good deeds.
其实都是因着主耶稣的拣选跟他给我们的恩典，他怜悯我们。
But it's by his grace and his choosing that he has mercy upon us.
这个恩典在耶稣基督里面呈现出来。
And this grace has been manifestedAnd fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
然后他已经把死废去了，要借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来，就是
and,
这个就是永生。
And he has abolished death and will bring life and immortality through the gospel, and this is salvation.
那所以我们现在所得到这个福音呢、啊，能够有永远生命这个福音，叫做荣耀的福音。
And this gospel that can bring immortality and life, this is a glorious gospel.
我们本来是在罪里面，本来是在黑暗当中的。
And originally we were in sin and in darkness.
然后主耶稣他来为我们付代价之后，要让我们得到这个不能坏的生命。
But after the Lord Jesus paid the price, he wants us to receive this eternal life.
这位荣耀的神，他成为人，变成荣耀的人子。
And this God of glory became man and became the glorious Son of Man.
那这个耶稣基督他在被钉十字架的时候，其实是表面上他是被人唾弃的，是被羞辱的了。
And when the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, on the surface it seems that he was despised and humiliated by people.
但其实他是被荣耀的。
But in reality, he was glorified.
所以约翰福音第十三章啊。
And so in John chapter 13,
主耶稣他在跟门徒这样说。
The Lord Jesus said to the disciples.
我们请看约翰福音第十三章。
John chapter 13,
看三十一节。
Verse 31.
主耶稣基督他是荣耀的人子。
And the Lord Jesus is the glorified Son of God.
约翰福音十三章的第三十一节。
John chapter 13, verse 31.
这是主耶稣在被钉十字架之前他说的。
This is what the Lord Jesus said before he was crucified on the cross.
他寄出去的，就是犹大出去的。耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。”三十二节。
32.
神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。
In 31, so when he gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorifying him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately.
神要因为自己荣耀人子，就是荣耀耶稣基督。
And God will glorify himself through the Son of Man.
要快快的荣耀他。
And he will glorify him immediately.
所以主耶稣要被钉十字架前，他自己知道，他说人子得荣耀时候到了。
And so before the Lord Jesus was crucified, he knew that the time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified.
他就成为我们荣耀的救主。
Then he will become our Savior of glory.
因为有主耶稣他在十字架上所做的牺牲，我们才有今天能够坐在这里。
And because of the sacrifice the Lord Jesus has given us on the cross, that's why we could sit here today.
我们得到了这个，我们借着他得到这个不能朽坏的生命。
And through him we have received this immortal life.
那这个信息叫做荣耀的福音。
And this gospel is the gospel of glory.
如果我们能够愿意让这个荣耀的福音光照我们，我们的眼睛就打开了。
If we allow this gospel of glory's light to shine upon us, then our eyes will be open.
所以，我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，其实我们是有福气的人。
And so everyone here today, we are blessed.
因为我们都接受这个荣耀的福音的光照。
Because we have all received the light of this gospel of glory.
那不信的人呢，就是反过来的。
And those who do not believe are the opposite.
我们现在看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
请看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
哥林多后书四章三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。第四节。
Verse 4.
此等不信之人，被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。不叫基督荣耀的福音光照他们，基督本是神的像。
In verse 3, but if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
这里有几个名词，所谓的世界的神，就是指的魔鬼。
And here there's a few words here. The God of this world, this is Satan.
他说不信的人是被这个撒旦魔鬼弄瞎了心眼了。
And those who do not believe has been blinded by Satan.
不让基督荣耀的福音光照他们，让他们的眼睛开了。
They will not let the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, open their eyes.
那在当时代，很多人他们不愿意相信耶稣基督，是因为他们不相信耶稣所给的这个福音哦，这么简单就可以得到被神称义了。
And many people do not believe at the time because they don't believe it is so easy to receive the glory of God.
因为当时候很多亚伯拉罕的后代的这些犹太人，他们认为说要行律法才有办法被称义。
Because many of the descendants of Abraham, the Jewish people at the time, believe that they need to follow the laws.
那但其实律法本身是叫人知罪，律法不会让人有能力胜过罪。
And the law itself allows people to know sin, but it will not allow people to overcome sin.
罗马书里面一直强调说，我们今天在神面前被称义，是因着信耶稣基督，而不是因为我们行律法，我们有什么好行为。
And the book of Romans tells us that we are saved today because we are justified by our faith, not because we follow the laws.
那这个荣耀的福音，如果我们明白了，我们接受这个荣耀福音，我们就会领会律法的功用到底在哪里。
And if we understand this, then we will know the purpose of the law.
立法其实不是要，其实只是要让我们知道罪是对那个不义的人要设限制的。
And the law only allows us to understand and know sin. It is to put limitation on the unrighteous.
我们现在看回来提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
请看第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节说，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合宜。
And but we know that law is good if one uses it lawfully.
第九节说，因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法、不服的、不虔诚、犯罪的、不圣洁和恋世俗的、杀父母和杀人的。第十节。
Verse 10.
行淫和青蓝色的、抢人口和说谎话的、并起假誓的。或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。
In verse 9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, and the ungodly and the sinners, and the unholy, profane, for murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and if there's any other things that is contrary to the sound doctrine.
这里讲的律法，当然是指的神在 在旧约圣经里面所立下了一些很多的啊规定或者是诫命。
And the law here refers to the many regulations and laws that God has set forth in the Old Testament.
律法越多的地方就是过犯越多，因为律法是为过犯添上的。
And the more there is the law, the more there is insubordination and lawlessness.
让人知道这样做是错。
And so allows people to know that what they have done is wrong.
但是律法绝对没有办法，我们绝对没有办法说我不要做这些事情，我就可以被神称义了。
But if you don't do what the law has restricted, that does not mean that you have been justified.
就好像我们今天遵循国家的法律，也不会因为这样子就得到什么好处啊。
And just as if we follow the laws of the country today, we will not receive any benefits because of it.
但是我们如果犯了法，就会被关起来。
But if you have gone against the law, then you will be punished.
同样的道理，我们今天在神面前，我们说我们守律法，只是说我们没有犯这个错而已。
And in the same way, we follow the laws before God. We only can say that we have not done anything wrong.
但是我们借着律法，绝对没有办法让我们真的在神面前变成一个义人。
But we cannot become the righteous person just because we obey the laws.
因为人不可能把所有的律法都守完全的。
Because man cannot follow all of the laws.
但是只有一个方法，就是借着信耶稣基督。
But there's only one way, and that's through believing in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们人在神面前被称义，是因着信耶稣，而不是因为行律法。
And so we are justified before God because we believe in the Lord Jesus, not because we follow the laws.
如果我们了解这个律法的功用，
if we understand the purpose of the law,
因着这个耶稣基督的这个荣耀福音所带给我们这个，让我们可以有这个了解，我们就知道律法的用意在哪里了。
And through the gospel of glory of the Lord Jesus, then we will know the purpose of the laws.
我们就反过来越来越相信，我们要透过这个荣耀的福音来被神称义了。
Then we will understand that we need to be justified through this gospel of glory.
所以第十一节说，
So verse 11 says,
这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。
According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust.
那所以今天这个我们所领受这个荣耀的福音，其实接下来它要带给我们有荣耀的恩典。
And this glorious gospel will bring us glorious blessings.
荣耀的福音一定带来永远的生命，一定带来荣耀的恩典。
And the glorious gospel will bring us eternal life and the glorious blessings.
在主耶稣基督里面，这个恩典是白白得来的，而且是充满荣耀。
In the Lord Jesus, this blessing is given freely and is full of glory.
请看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿称颂归给我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
第四节说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
我们早在神创世之前就被拣选得恩典的人。
And we were chosen before the creation of the world.
重点就是要让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵的，完全的。
And the point is that we can become perfect and blameless.
第五节说，又因为爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And verse 5, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
我们今天借着主耶稣基督，我们都成为神的儿子。
And today, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we have all become the Son of God.
第六节
verse 6,
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
And to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved.
这个我们今天借着耶稣基督被神称义，成为神的儿子，这个叫做荣耀的恩典。
And today we are justified and we have become the Son of God. This is the glorious blessing.
这个恩典特别强调说是在神的爱子耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。
And this grace was given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个领受这个恩典其实是来自神的怜悯。
And receiving this grace comes from the mercy of God.
所以你看以弗所书第二章第一节在讲说，其实我们本来都是在过犯罪恶当中是死的人。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says that we were all dead in trespass and sin.
那这个恩典呢，它是从神丰富的怜悯来的。
And this grace comes from the full mercy of the Lord.
你看，今天主耶稣基督啊，救赎我们。第四节说。
And the Lord Jesus has saved us, as it says in verse 4.
然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。第六节。
Verse 6.
他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。第七节。
Verse 7.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
And verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he have loved us, even when we were dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And verse 7, and that in the age to come he might show his exceeding riches, his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
我们所领受的这个荣耀的恩典是来自于主耶稣基督丰富的怜悯。
And this glorious grace that we receive comes from the full mercy of the Lord.
那这个恩典让我们与基督一同活过来，我们从死亡当中现在复活了。
And this grace allows us to be resurrected from death.
我们跟主耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
And now we sit together with the Lord Jesus in heaven.
我们成为神的儿子，我们现在就是属天的天国的子民。
And we become the son of God, so we are the citizens of heaven.
那我们现在是暂时住在这个地上，所以我们在世上变成是寄居的。
And now we are living temporarily in this world, so we are just sojourners.
我们在这里住，不管住多久，都是客旅。我们有一天都要回到天上去。
No matter how long we stay here, we're just here temporarily. We'll one day return to heaven.
那我们所领受这个荣耀的恩典呢、啊，就是要让我们今天都能够成为主耶稣基督家里的一份子，来建设荣耀的教会。
And this glorious grace we receive from God is so that we can all become a part of God's family and build a glorious church.
我们今天。领受这个恩典的人呢，蒙怜悯的，我们现在就组成了主耶稣基督的身体。
And those of us who have received this glorious grace, who have received mercy, will form the body of Christ.
那这个身体就是教会。
And this body of Christ is the church.
我们看提摩太前书第三章的第十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
第三章十五节，提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里提到这个神的家呢，就是教会。
And here it says the house of God is the church.
教会是永生神的教会了。
And this church is the church of the living God.
那所以教会是属神的，不是属人的。
And so the church belongs to God, not to man.
就是因为我们今天每一个人都是属神，我们称为神的儿女。
And because we all belong to God, and we are all the children of God.
教会就是主耶稣基督宝血所救赎的人所组成的这个团体。
And the church is the organization formed by people who are saved by the blood of God, of Christ.
教会是为真理而存在的。
And the church exists for the truth.
这里说教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And here it says the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
所以教会所传扬的就是真理。
And so what the church proclaim is the truth.
那这个真理就是主耶稣基督他荣耀的福音。
And this truth is the gospel, the glorious gospel of Christ.
因此，你看今天如果我们了解我们所要神的心意就是。要让我们来建设这个荣耀的教会，把这个教会变成圣洁，然后献给他自己。
And so, if we understand that the will of God is that we for us to build this glorious church, so that it may be presented to Himself.
主耶稣基督他说，用水借着道要把教会洗干净了。
And so, the Lord Jesus said that through the water and the word, He will cleanse the church.
然后他特别在以弗所书我们刚才所读过的经节，特别提到说，他说像丈夫爱妻子一样。来，他也是这样来爱教会。
In Ephesians, he has mentioned that he loves the church just as a husband loves the wife.
所以，这个其实在保罗所写的书信里面，他说这个叫做奥秘啊。
And in the letters of Paul, he says this is a great mystery.
耶稣基督跟我们的关系，跟教会的关系，就像丈夫跟妻子的关系一样。
And the relationship between the Lord Jesus and the church is like the relationship between a husband and wife.
因此，我们今天要能够建设。成为一个荣耀教会，我们一定要像主耶稣所说的，用水借着道，让我们成为圣洁。
And so in order for us to become a glorious church, we must cleanse ourselves through the water and the word.
那水藉着道是什么意思?
And what does it mean to cleanse ourselves with water and the word?
用水藉着道然后把它洗干净啊。
And to cleanse with water and the word.
其实这个动作这个描述跟主耶稣基督当初在跟门徒洗脚的时候是很类似的。
And this is very similar to the Lord Jesus washing the disciples' feet.
主耶稣跟门徒洗脚的时候特别跟他们强调我现在给你们做榜样你们要照着我所行的去做。
And the Lord Jesus washing their feet, he had especially said to them, I set an example for you so that you may follow what I do.
然后你们要彼此相爱。
You must love one another.
如果能够彼此相爱才有办法把这个整个律法变完全。
And only when you love one another can this law be fulfilled.
因为所有的命令诫命的总归就是爱。
Because the summary of all the laws is love.
那所以主耶稣基督他用水借的道就是要让教会明白我们要真的能够去效法耶稣基督他的作为他是这么样的爱教会。
And so to cleanse ourselves with the water and the word is so, for us to understand how the Lord Jesus loves the church.
他要我们真的把这个道理行出来。
He wants us to practice the words.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
请看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
我给你们做的榜样是要叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
And for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
主耶稣他已经先爱我们，他是留一个榜样给我们效法。
And the Lord Jesus has loved us and he has given us an example.
然后我们现在看同一章的十三章的第三十四节。
Let's read of chapter 13, verse 34.
三十四节说我赐给你们一条新命令乃是要叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱
A new commandment I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you and you also love one another
三十五节说你们若有彼此相爱的心众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了
In 35 by this all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another
啊，所以你看主耶稣基督他要我们每一个人、啊、都能够把他的道理他的命令行出来就是彼此相爱
And so,
行道理了。
The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to practice His word, and that is to love one another.
那他本身就是要，他本身就是要充满这个教会，他的灵要充满这个教会的、哦。
And His Spirit will fill this church.
因为他说他要在教会里面得荣耀。
Because He said He will receive glory in the church.
那是在以弗所书的第三章啊。
It's in Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书的第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
今天我们带着一个使命要让耶稣基督得荣耀。
And today we carry a commission to glorify the Lord Jesus.
这是为什么我们要建设荣耀的教会。
And this is why we need to build a glorious church.
第三章的以弗所书三章二十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。
And to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
教会是主耶稣基督所充满的。
And this is the church is filled with the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是这个荣耀真神。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is the glorious true God.
他是充满万有的。
And he fills all things.
那他现在要他的荣耀，他说要在教会当中呈现出来。
And here it says that his glory will be manifested in the church.
他在教会当中得到荣耀是怎么样得到呢？
And how will he receive glory in the church?
这个荣耀要从我们弟兄姐妹每一个人身上能够彰显出来的。
And this glory must be manifested from all the brothers and sisters.
所以我们今天在这个荣耀的教会里面，我们需要每一个人都能够彰显出主耶稣基督的荣耀来。
And so in this glorious church, every one of us needs to be able to manifest the glory of God.
那就是我们每一个人都要下功夫去追求，去努力的。
And that is that everyone must strive for this.
我们如果没有借着圣灵努力去更新，我们绝对没有办法彰显出神的荣耀来。
If we do not renew ourselves through the Holy Spirit, we will not be able to give out the glory of God.
因为人有很多自己的私欲。
Because we have many of our own desires.
很多时候我们没有办法完全照真理去行。
Many times we cannot practice the truth.
但是神也知道我们的软弱。
But God also knows that we are weak.
所以他就借着他的使徒啊，就留下了很多美好的信息，让我们来遵行。
And so through his disciples and himself, he has given us many examples to follow.
那在这个荣耀教会里面，我们每一个人要怎样来追求？我们要怎么样来让神得荣耀呢
？In this glorious church, what should we pursue so that God may be glorified?
我们现在来看几节圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
请看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
And I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
我愿男人当然就是指着弟兄或者是做丈夫的。
And the men refers to the brothers and the husbands.
他说无愤怒，无争论。
That without wrath and without doubting.
就是没有疑惑了哈。
And
不会去跟人家辩论呢。
And without arguing.
常常举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
And often lifting up holy hands and praying everywhere.
这就成为我们弟兄，我们大家共同努力的一个目标。
This is the goals that all brothers should have.
常常有时候我们是脾气不好的。
And sometimes we may have bad temper.
那有时候碰到一些意见不同的时候，我们就容易起争论了。
And when we have differences in opinion, there may be a argument.
但是他这里说，希望我愿保罗他做使徒，他是希望。弟兄姐妹，弟兄，特别是弟兄，能够无愤怒、无争论，常常祷告。
And here Paul says, I desire therefore every man pray everywhere without wrath and doubting.
因为如果没有祷告，我们容易愤怒。
And without prayers, we'll be easily angry.
我们可能很容易跟人家起冲突。
And we may easily be at odds with other people.
那第九节说，我愿女人廉耻自守，以正派的衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠。和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
In verse 9, like manner also that the woman adorns herself in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing.
第十节说，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。
Verse 10, but which is prosper of a woman professing godliness with good works.
这里就是对姐妹，对做妻子的来说的。
And this is said to the woman.To the sisters and the wives.
就是要廉耻自守，就是要在这个穿着上能够合宜。
And that they need to be modest in their apparels.
然后知道说这个要有这个善行，才是真的叫做敬畏神的女人呢。
And they need to profess a godliness and good works, so that they are one who fear the Lord.
那这样一个教导，如果我们都能够去做到
，If we can do This has taught us.
其实我们就已经开始在要装饰我们自己，成为荣耀教会里面的一份子了。
Then we will be preparing ourselves to become part of this glorious church.
然后我们众人有一个共同的目标。
And we also have a common goal.
我们现在看第六章第十一节。
Let's read First Timothy chapter 6 verse 11.
第六章十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 11.
但你这属神的人要逃避这些事。追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
And but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness.
我们今天都是属神的，是与主耶稣基督一同坐在天上的。
And today we all belong to God. We sit with Christ in heaven.
我们要追求公义。
We need to pursue righteousness.
敬虔。
Godliness.
然后我们要能够真的有无畏的信心。
We need to have faith.
我们能够对人真的彼此相爱有爱心。
We need to truly have love towards one another.
什么事情我们都可以忍耐。
In all things we have patience.
然后我们对人是温柔的。
And we are gentle to others.
那这个就是一个很美好的目标。
And this is a very beautiful and great goal.
大家共同朝这个目标来努力。
If we can all pursue this goal.
然后，因为现在这个大目标是很普遍性的了。
And because this goal is very general and common.
那个在提多书里面呢，保罗在提到一件事情。
And in the book of Titus, Paul has said one thing.
他现在把它区分成在各种不同年龄层的人所应当着重的目标。
And he separated these into different things that people of each age should follow.
我们现在请看提多书第二章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 2.
提多书二章的第二节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 2.
这对老年人说，对我们年长的弟兄姐妹来说的。
This is to the older men.
他说，劝老年人要有节制，要端庄自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无疵。
And that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience.
我们今天年长的弟兄姐妹，我们大家彼此互相勉励。
And the older brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
老年人其实很需要节制。
And the older brothers and sisters need to control themselves.
有时候老年人不要上班啊，就变成夜猫子了。
And sometimes older brothers and sisters, because they do not need to work, they may stay up all night.
哦，反正什么时候睡觉都可以啊。
And they can sleep whenever they want.
那老年人其实有时候会在忍耐上，就有时候脾气就会不好。
And the older brothers and sisters may have may have less patience.
他这里说要节制端庄自守，要自我节制的。
And it says here we must be sober and reverent and temperate.
哦。然后在信心、爱心跟忍耐上都要变得非常的扎实。
That we need to be strong in our faith and in love.
我们一定要装备我们自己，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都能够达到神的标准。
And we need to prepare ourselves so that we can reach the standard of God in faith and love and patience.
那这样子我们才有办法真的去无愧见主面。
And so that way we can see God with a clear conscience.
我们大家彼此勉励。
And we need to encourage one another.
第三节
Verse 3.
又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬不说谗言不给酒做奴仆用善道教训人
And the older women likewise that they be reverent in behavior not slanderers not given too much wine teachers of good things.
这是在对年长的姐妹们说的
This is for the elder sisters.
他说要恭敬就是要其实就是要圣洁的意思。
And women need to, they need to be reverent, that is, they need to be holy.
然后不说谗言。
They're not slanders.
也就是说，那个话语要懂得讲那个造就人的话。
They need to know how to speak words that edify.
哦，不说说长道短。
And we do not criticize and gossip.
他说不给酒做奴仆啊。
It will not be given too much wine.
啊，所以就是不会放纵情欲的。
And that is, they will not allow their give in to the indulgence.
然后用善道教训人呢
？And to be teachers of good things.
啊，教训谁呢
？And who should they teach?
第四节说，好指教少年妇人，要爱丈夫，要爱儿女。
Verse 4, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children.
所以这个就是一种传承。
And this is the passing on.
所以我们年长的姐妹们啊，如果能够照这里所告诉我们的啊，能够把这些好的事情变成好的事的老师啊。
And so here it teaches for the elderly sisters to be teachers of good things.
我们年长之后，我们就累积了很多的生活经验。
And after we have grown advanced in age, accumulate more experiences in life.
很多时候，这些经验需要传承给下一代人。
A lot of times, these experiences need to be passed on to the next generation.
但是我们要教导他们好的部分。
But we need to teach them the good things.
啊，然后接下来第四节说要教导少年妇人，就是我们年轻的姐妹。
And in verse 4 it says that we need to teach the young woman.
他说要爱丈夫，爱儿女。
To love their husbands, to love their children.
第五节说要谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩。
In verse 5, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good and obedient.
然后愿能够顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
And obedient to the husband, that the word of God may not be blasphemed.
那所以，一个做妻子的呢，其实对他整个家庭有很大的影响力。
And so being a wife, she has great influences on her family.
啊，能够如果能够真的在家里把道理行出来呢，那神的道理绝对不会被毁谤。
And if she could truly practice the word of God, then the word of God will not be blasphemed.
然后第六节说要劝少年人要谨守。
In verse 6, likewise exhort the young men to be sober-minded.
那这个谨守就写得很简单。
And the sober mind, here it says very simply.
对，在提多书里面就写这么一句话，少年人就谨守。
And in the book of Titus, for the young men, they need to be sober-minded.
那这个所谓谨守是什么意思？
What does it mean to be sober-minded?
我们如果看其他，我们看提摩太后书第二章呢，就看到一个信息。
If we read 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll see a message.
这个谨守，第二章的22节说要逃避少年的私欲。
In verse 22, to be sober-minded, it says it means to flee the youthful lust.
我们要同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
谨守就是要随时什么知道说什么事情是可做，什么事情不可做的。
And to be sober-minded means we know what to do and what not to do.
少年人容易动邪气。
And the youths will be easily indulged in their desires.
所以我们年轻的弟兄姐妹们，我们要彼此勉励。
And so the younger brothers and sisters, we need to encourage one another.
然后我们能够自己能够在凡事上做榜样。
That we may be example in all things.
虽然我们年纪轻轻的，可是我们就可以在服事的事情上能够、啊、真的发挥我们所神给我们的恩赐。
Although we're young in age, we may practice the work of the Lord through the grace He has given us.
然后到我们现在 看回来提多书第二章的第九节。
Let's turn back to Titus chapter 2, verse 9.
这里说劝做仆人的，就是我们今天在教会里面每一个在服侍神的。
And exhorts the bondservants, which is every one of us who are serving God.
要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞他。
And to be obedient to his own master, to be well pleasing in all things, not answering back.
当然，在那个时代，真的是他们家里有人是当仆人、当奴隶的。
In those days, there are bondservants in their household.
但今天我们其实我们都成为主耶稣基督的仆人了。
But today we are all the servant of the Lord Jesus.
那这里告诉我们说，我们要能够顺服主。
Here it says we need to be obedient to our master.
凡事讨神的喜欢。
And to be pleasing to God in all things.
凡事都是很忠诚的。
And to be faithful in all things.
凡事都第十节说，凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
And in verse 10 it says that we adorn the doctrine of the Lord's Savior in all things.
那这个第十一节说，神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
In verse 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
教训十二节，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
我们要能够每个人自我要求，能够除去不敬虔的心呢，在常常神面前真的要存敬畏的态度。
And we need to ask ourselves.Take away the ungodliness before the Lord.
第十三节说，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。
Verse 13 says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以最后，我们今天如果能够成为这个荣耀教会，我们最后等候的就是这个荣耀救主再一次的荣耀的显现。
So if we can become this glorious church, what we wait for?Lastly, is for the glorious God to appear.
所以我们从敬拜荣耀神开始。
And so, from worshiping the glorious God.
今天我们有一个荣耀的救主。
And today we have a glorious Savior.
我们领受了这个荣耀的福音。
And we have received this glorious gospel.
我们得到荣耀的恩典。
We have received the glorious grace.
我们今天组成荣耀教会。
And today we become the glorious church.
我们在里面每一个人都成为有荣耀的神的子民。
And in it, we all become.The glorious Son of God.
那我们等候主耶稣基督荣耀的显现。
And we await for the glorious appearing of God.
那这样子，不管我们这个时间再经过多久
，And so no matter how long passes in this time,
我们都朝着这个建设荣耀教会这个目标在前进。
We will strive towards building this glorious church.
那这个神的名就真的大大的荣耀。
Then the name of the Lord will be greatly glorified.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
我们再唱诗475首。
Let's sing hymn 475.